allies have described the ideology that you call a warped view of Islam by calling it radical Islam. They're not saying we're at war with Islam. They agree with you totally in every word you just said. Mm-hmm. But they are calling the ideology, the warped view that these people adhere to, by a name. And it seems that the White House has gone to great lengths to avoid ever calling it anything other than, you know, warped view. And I'm wondering, is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I'm doing my best to explain to you what that is. The first is accuracy. We want to describe exactly what happened. These are individuals who carried out an act of terrorism, and they later tried to justify that act of terrorism by invoking the religion of Islam and their own deviant view of it. The second is, this is an act that was roundly condemned by Muslim leaders. That, again, I'm describing to you the reasons why we have not chosen to use that label, because it doesn't seem to accurately describe what had happened. We also don't want to be in a situation where we are legitimizing what we consider to be a completely illegitimate justification for this violence, this act of terrorism.
Almost legitimate.
Again, I'm not going to criticize anybody who chooses to use that label. I'm talking about the way that we're talking about this. And what we're trying to do is be as specific and as accurate as possible in describing what exactly occurred.